弟兄姊妹平安。在正道以前
Before I preach the word,
我想再读一段圣经给弟兄姊妹。
Let us read some more scripture.
这个是你们不要翻，我就念给大家听。我念中文，请弟兄念英文。在哥林多前书第十二章第二十六节。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所以所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
你们就是基督的身子。
You are the body of Christ.
并且各自做肢体。
And each one of you is part of it.
今天早上我们知道我们亲爱的王老弟兄被主接去。
As you probably already know, our dear brother Wang has been taken to be the Lord. Be with the Lord.
我就不知道今天这个道要怎么证。怎么讲?
I don't know how to start today's preaching.
但是主记得诗歌告诉我，他说
When I was singing the hymns, the Lord revealed to me,
我把永远的生命赐给你。
The Lord said, I have set eternal life in you.
这个生命在所有信的人的里面。
This eternal life is in everyone who believes in him.
真是叫我们里面从幽谷的里面再一次的复兴。
It will take us out of the valley and revive us.
有的弟兄赶去为弟兄的安葬的事情在忙碌。
And some of the brother has gone there just to arrange the matter for the burial and all the other things.
感谢主安慰我们。
We thank the Lord that His peace is with us.
所以还是给我力量来为主说正道。
May the Lord give me strength to speak for Him.
请我们再读一段圣经。
Let us read some more scripture.
在腓立比书。
Now let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们从十四节可以读到第十六节。
And we'll read verse 14 through 16.
说中文的请你跟我一起读。说英文的请跟我们弟兄一起读。我们一节一节的读哈。我们从十四节。第二章腓立比书第二章第十四节。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。对我们一节一节来哈。
Let us read in English, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Let's read together. Do everything without complaining or arguing.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖逆的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
Verse 15. So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Verse 16. As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing.
我们继续来念十七十八好了，十七节。
Also,
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐，与你们众人一同喜乐。
Verse 17. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you.
你们要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
Verse 18. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
今天我要交通的里面的负担是悔改，行起初所行的事。
today, my burden is to share this topic. Repent, do what you did at first.
主要交通的范围是悔改借行起初所行的爱。
We'll focus on repent and love as you first did.
借这个起初的爱能够将生命的道表明出来。
And through that first love, then we can proclaim the word of life.
从启示里告诉我们，神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us that God is willing to reveal His Son Jesus Christ in our heart.
神要知道他的儿女知道耶稣基督是谁。
God wants His children to know who Jesus Christ is.
知道神的所事。
To know His own being.
同时他也带领我们在这样的意义上 来一同的认识他。
And with this as foundation, we'll know more about him.
来跟随他,
to follow Christ.
进入他的交通,
to enter the fellowship with Christ.
与他联合,
and so that we'll be united with him.
所以今天交通的题目是交通悔改行起初所行的事。
So today our topic is repent and do what you did at first.
目的是将他生命的道表明出来。
So that we may proclaim the word of life.
所以首先我们交通生命之道，什么叫做生命之道？
First, we must understand what the word of life is.
从弟兄刚带我们读的约翰一书里面的第一章第一节到第四节。
From the verses that brother has led us to read in the First John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
他说他是起初的，是起初原有的。
We know that the word of life was from the beginning.
这里说到是这一个源头,
that he is that source, the origin.
在这个源头里面, 来告诉我们, 这个源头的本质是自由的。
And in this origin, we know that he has always been there from the beginning.
是属神的,
he is of God.
是永远的,
and also he's for eternity.
弟兄姊妹, 生命, 永远的生命, 这个生命是永远的。
Dear brother and sister, this life is eternal life.
因为他就是源头。
Because he is the origin.
他是自由的, 不是人受造的。
And he is who he is. He is not created.
他是属神的。
And he is of God.
他是永远的。
And he is for eternity.
可是奇妙的是,
but the wonderful thing is,
刚刚有一个姊妹了。 郭姊妹在哪里? 她说她要这个生命。
Just now, one of our sister Guo, she said she wants to receive this eternal life.
因为我们弟兄跟她讲说，讲用约翰福音第一章第一节到第十八节，把她介绍这个生命。
Because our brother shared with her from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 18, talking about this eternal life.
在约翰一书里面，约翰说，这一个生命之道是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And Apostle John told us that this word of life he has seen, he has heard, he has looked at, and he has touched with his hands.
我们从原文的字句的结构里面知道，这一个说到这一个他听见的。 是关乎一个生命之道。And
if you read the words, you see that what he has seen and heard is regarding a word of life.
所以既然是听见，道就是神的话。What
he has heard, the word of life is the word of God.
他听见神的话，这个永远的道。He
heard the word of God, the word of the eternal life.
这一个绝对的真理。
That absolute truth.
不会任何一个人能够把这个事情，把这个真理改变。
Nothing, no one can change that truth.
他是一个真实。
Because he is the truth.
他也是生命的粮。
And he is the bread of life.
他说他是亲眼看过，并且是注视过关乎这个生命的道。
And John said he has seen and he has looked at the word of life.
他用光来解释。
And he used light to describe it.
他说这个光是真实的光，是真光。
He said that light is the true light.
是一个荣耀的光。
A glorious light.
是父独生子的光。
The glory of the Father's only begotten Son.
这一件事情，这个光将父神表明出这一个父神的独生子就是神，就是光。
And that light, who's the only begotten of God, makes us so that we can know who God is.
因为他是他自己自由的。
Because He is who He is.
我们不可能自己发光。
We, with ourselves, we cannot create light.
一切都是从这个光所出来的。
Everything comes from this true light.
他说在他里头有个生命。
And the Bible says, in Him is life.
而这个生命也是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
借这个光他可以得生命。
And through this light, we may receive life.
借这个真理的光，人可以得到生命，得到永远的生命。
So through the light of truth, man can receive the eternal life.
我们弟兄刚刚念说，他说任何人呐，只要你接受，就是信他名的，就从神生了，那你就成了神的儿女了。So
our brother just read that the verses that the Bible says that anyone who receives this life and who believes in Him, you will have eternal life.
你要，你接受了，就是你的。And
if you want it and you accept it, then that is yours.
并且借这个生命能够叫做有爱。
And through this life, you will also receive love.
使徒约翰跟我讲了，说你知道你是神的儿，你们是神的儿女吗？
So here we see Apostle John asks us, Do you know that you're children of God?
父是何等的慈爱。
Behold, how great is the love of God for us.
他把他的儿子都舍了。
That he did not reserve his son.
叫信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
He gave us His Son, so whosoever believes Him shall have eternal life.
弟兄讲说，我们做决志祷告。
And the brother invited our sister to pray.
郭天安姊妹得救了。
And our sister thus is saved.
你们不高兴啊？
Aren't you rejoicing with her?
真的高兴啊！哎呀。 这个喜乐在里面呢，这对对对，现在都表在脸上了，感谢主。
Now that I see the joy on your face, that's great.
然后他看见，他不仅仅看见了光，他看到里头的生命，看到他这一个他的一生，主耶稣一生走的路，他叫瞎眼的都看见，叫病人得医治，叫鬼夫的鬼被赶走。And
we look at the life of Jesus. He manifests His life. This light, and He drove out the demons and He healed people.
他所做的不是因为这个人应该得，而是都是白白的恩典。
Not because those people are worthy of it, but He is willing to give it as grace.
从他所做的，从耶稣基督所做的，约翰看见他的拯救。
So, from what John saw what Jesus did, and he knew that Jesus is the salvation.
他有权柄。
He has the power and authority.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他所讲的话，把神的旨意能够告诉人。
And through his words, we know the will of God.
他是一位先知。
And he is the prophet.
他是那一位先知。
The prophet.
并且他所做的事情，不仅仅把人留在医治里面、赶鬼的里面，他把人带到神的面前。
Not only he drove out the demons and he healed the sick people, but he brought them before God.
他是大祭司,
because he is the high priest.
他是基督,
he is Christ.
约翰看见,
and John saw that.
所有看见得到启示都进到这一个生命的里面。
Everyone who saw that and accepted the revelation,
约翰说他亲手摸过。
And John also said he has touched with his hands.
他是详细检查过的。
So he has examined.
你能够碰到的当然是一个真实的。
Something you can touch is real and concrete.
他是真人。
He is true and real.
他也是真神。
And he is true God.
这就是生命之道。
And that is the word of life.
神的儿子耶稣基督就是生命之道。
Now we know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, He is that Word of Life.
他继续告诉我们, 他传讲这个, 宣告这个生命之道, 要人家有一个目的, 要人, 要有一个目的, 会达到一个目的。
Now John continued to tell us that his purpose to share this Word of Life.
因为他说我传过, 传的就是这一个显现出来的, 我又亲眼看过的, 所永远的生命。
John said, I'm proclaiming to you this word of life who has appeared to us and we have seen it.
我传的不是我的听见, 我不是我的看见, 不是我摸过的经历, 不是我的经历, 而是我在宣告, 它就是永远不改的, 永远的生命。
It's not just that I'm telling you an experience that what I have seen and what I have touched, but I'm proclaiming this eternal life to you. John said.
他说我们将我们所看见的所听见的传给你们他说可以使你跟我能够有交通有团契
And John said so that you and I we can come into this fellowship
等一下我们问这个郭天然姊妹她一下问她我们里面可以交通呢
And maybe we can ask Sister Guo later as this is a fellowship
我们可以谈同一件事情
And now we can talk about the same thing.
他说使你们与我们相, 这是使徒约翰讲的话, 他说使你们与我们能够交通。
The Apostle John said that you may have fellowship with us.
他说这个交通就是我们跟父与子的交通。
And that's the fellowship, same fellowship that John had with Father, the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ.
原来是这一个生命。
So we found out that it is this life.
是这一个道带来了生命。
The word brought life.
这个word就是当然指他自己。
The word is about, is of himself.
可是从真理的里面, 真理的光里面, 叫我们得生命。
But in the light of truth, it also gives us life.
什么叫做相交呢?
What does fellowship mean?
它能供应生命。
It will supply and give life.
它也能够彼此供应生命。
And it will be a mutual, it will be a mutual giving.
我就跟他，我们在交通的时候就告诉他，我在里面有一个学习。我到了四川的时候，有一个地方是叫，据说是大禹的家乡。
And when I visited Sichuan lately, I went to a place who is considered the the birthplace of 大禹.
那有一个接待员在介绍当地的那个当地为什么是他的家乡.
And I met a tour guide who's telling me the story of that place.
那个地方是汶川是大地震过后的.
And this place is called 汶川, and you know that a great earthquake just happened there not long ago.
他介绍完了以后，他跟我们讲了一句话，问我们是几位基督徒，很惊讶。And
he was surprised to find out that we are Christians.
他说了一句话，平安。And
he said peace to you.
因为我们很宗教，我们说，哎呀，那这个应该是基督徒。
So we thought maybe he's also Christian.
其实他是不是我不知道，但是呢，因为他说平安，我们就把福音传给他。他说，你要知道，人呐，在世上都有苦难，只有在基督里面有平安。Now
he mentioned peace. We decided to share gospel with him. We told him that in the world that we find sufferings, but in Christ we'll find peace.
在他里面有平安。
In Him, in Jesus Christ, we have peace.
世上有苦难,
in this world, we'll have hardship.
这个平安可以交通的。
In this peace, we can fellowship with each other.
我问郭姊妹说, 你要不要这个平安?
Now we asked Sister Guo, do you want that peace in your heart?
她说我也要。
She said, yes, I do.
我们就交通在这里面。
And now then we see the fellowship can start from there.
我们弟兄跟他讲过，不是说我们今天好，主给了我什么，我要的什么都给了，我就平安。但是如果我们在患难的环境里面的时候，我们仍然因为在基督里，所以有平安。It's
not because we want a bunch of things and the Lord give us, then we have peace. But that even though we have suffering in the world, but in Jesus, we still have peace.
这个生命之道传出来，可以叫我们共同彼此的共享。
The word of life was proclaimed so that we all can participate in.
因为他不是把他不是把单单把生命、把光、把爱给信他的人。
Not only give those who believe him the light, the life, and the word.
这个生命就是真理的光，就是爱，所以他把他自己给了我们，所以我们才有这个爱，才有这个光。
Because the life itself is the light and word, so he gave us himself.
所以我们要知道，我们需要生活在这样一个生命的光中。
And that's how we should live in such light of life.
所以我们要进入这个光中的交通。
So let us have this fellowship in the light.
我们是不是都可以说，生命在它里头，这个生命就是我的光，你阿们吗？
Do you agree that the life is in him and that is the light in us?
没声音啊。
Amen.
这生命是不是你的光啊？你得到了没有啊？
Is that life?
你有没有永生啊？
Do you have the eternal life?
永生不是等到我们弟兄走了才得永生的，他一直在永生里，你知道吗？
The eternal life is not given when you depart from this world, but it has been given to you. It's in your heart.Already.
所以保罗这个约翰说，你们要知道你们有永生啊。
That's why John repeated that you must know you have eternal life.
就说我就是生命的光啊，跟着我的就不在黑暗里啊，就得着这生命的光。
The Lord has proclaimed that I am the light of life, and you follow me, and you will be in this light. You're not in darkness.
所以他人有了儿子就有永生。
That's why if you have the Son of God, you have eternal life.
他说你们所有信奉神儿子的名要知道自己有永生。
Those who believe in the name of the Son of God, you know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。所以永生不是这个生命是白白赐给我们的。
That eternal life is given us freely.
但是永生不是在基督以外的。
But it's not outside Jesus Christ.
永生原来是在他儿子里面的那一个起初的生命。
That eternal life is the origin in the Son of God.
神把他儿子给了我们，就把这个永生就给了我们。
When God gave us His Son Jesus Christ, He actually gave us eternal life.
借这个永生，他的本质我们可以表现爱。
And through the nature of this eternal life, we can live out that true love.
所以这个永生是指他儿子里的生命，并且相信他一开始我们就得到的生命，并且活在这个生命的里面。
So that eternal life is the same life in Jesus Christ that we have known. We'll live out.
Live it. Yeah.
We'll live out.
Yeah. Enjoy.
And enjoy.
Yeah, live out. 他说你一定要注意一件事情。
And Pastor John want us to pay attention to one thing.
你一定要把这起初所听见的要存在心里面。
You must keep that what you have received in your heart first.
你起初听见这个生命之道要存在你的心里。
That word of life that you have heard, keep it in your heart.
他说你们就必定住在子的里面。
Then you will remain in the Son.
也住 dwell, 也住在他的父的里面。
And then you are sure that you dwell in the Father too.
这是主答应过我们的。
This is the promise of the Lord.
他说这个答应就是永远的生命。
This promise is of the eternal life.
你知道谁这个 promise 吗？
Do you know who gives this promise?
为什么他要讲这个话？
Why does the Lord give us such promise?
他说因为有人要引你们离开这个生命的道的源头。
Because some will try to lead us astray.
你离开了这个源头，你去失去了与父与子的交通。
Away from the origin of eternal life, then you are not in fellowship with the Son and the Father.
其实我不知道，我想很多弟兄姊妹都有传福音的经验。
I think most of you have experienced sharing gospel with others.
我们在通常所遇到的第一件事情就是他问我们很多的问题。
Usually the seeker friend will ask us a lot of questions.
他很 confused.
Because they are confused.
他说你告诉我为什么玛利亚是童女，耶稣是童女出生的。
Well, they will ask why Jesus was born of Virgin Mary.
基督教跟天主教有没有关系啊？
What is the relationship between the Catholics and Protestant?
他会问许许多的问题，他说，这个信耶稣的人当总统，叫带兵去打仗，你叫我去信耶稣啊？
And then there are questions like, if a Christian is a president and he lead us into war, should I still believe in Christ?
你给我100万我就信。
Or sometimes if you give me $1 million, I will believe.
为什么?
Why do we have these questions?
你要知道许许多的事情都被污染了。Because
our heart was crooked and polluted.
所有事情好像都是弯的，是扭的，是twisted.
A lot of things are crooked and twisted in this world.
是模棱两可，迷迷糊糊的，似是而非的。
A lot of that seem to be ambiguous. Seems right, but all wrong.
不仅仅是慕道友啊,
Not only this happens to the seeker friend.
就是你我们信主的人,
even for the believers.
哎, 我们不需要祷告。
You will hear some say, no, we don't need to pray.
旧约不要读，读新约就好了。
Or don't read the Old Testament, just read the New Testament.
他可以不要读经啊。
Or maybe you don't even need to read the Bible.
你看有人是不识字的，他照样得救啊。See
those people who are illiterate, but they're still saved.
他可以不要去参加聚会。Or
don't come to the meetings.
有人引导离开你们这一个生命之道的源头。Some
will try to lead you straight away from the true life.
使你们失去了父与子和彼此的交通。
And you lost the fellowship with the Son and the Father.
所以我们要在这个真光中行而进入彼此的交通。
That's why we must walk in this true life, and we will remain in this fellowship with each other and Him.
Yeah, 弟兄说的对，我们彼此应该在生命里面来交通。
That is why we must fellowship with each other in the light.
其实先界的交通的里面，对我们个人来说，有几件事情一定会发生的。Now,
if we're in this fellowship, several things will happen to us.
我们会从这个生命里面流露出一个生命中爱的一个见证。And
in our life, the testimony of this life will be revealed naturally.
我说的不是我们所做的，而是我们里面原有的。Not
It's not about what we do, our deeds, but about what is in us.
他说对我们自己，使徒约翰在约翰一书里面刚刚讲在里面讲的告诉我们。
So as Apostle John told us in 1 John,
他说如果你们在光中行啊，有一件事情你一定认罪。He
said if you walk in the light, then you will confess your sin.
但是呢，你会发现呢，神儿子的血呀，能够 洁净我们，赦免我们。But
then you will learn the precious blood of His Son Jesus Christ will cleanse us.
基督徒不是圣人吗？怎么犯罪呢？
Don't we call the Christians saints? How come they also sin?
但是我们犯罪却是常常会犯罪是一个事实，大罪不犯，小罪不断的。But
it is true that Christians do sin, and even though they may not commit a great sin, they oftentimes sin on many
他说：“当你一得赦免以后，你就发现原来那就是神的爱。”But
if you're forgiven, then you know what the love of God is.
他就是唯一的中保。He
is the one who speaks for us.
因为他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，就是那个义者耶稣基督。Because
the righteous one Jesus Christ, He is our atoning sacrifice.
他说：“你不单单是为我们的罪，也是为众人的罪。”Not
just for our sins. But for the sins of the whole world. That is how we know the love of God is. If you're forgiven, then you know you experience the love of God.
我们以为我们做了些什么事情是神的爱，当然是。但是有的时候我们做的这个事情出来是我们做了错，被赦免了。神的爱，对不对，弟兄？神的爱。
We do things, we do a lot of things, but if you've done something wrong and your sin is forgiven, then you truly experience the love of God.
他说我们对神,
so, to God,
他说你要知道你会遵守他主的话,
and if you have that eternal life in you, you will obey His command.
他说这样子啊，这个爱神的心在他里面。 显得是实实在在，并且会带进完全里面。
Then Apostle John told us, if you obey His word, then His love, the love of God is truly made complete in you.
为什么？因为这样子我们就才知道我们是在基督里，在主里面。所以说，人在既然在主里面，他说你就应该照着主的话去做啊。Because
of that, then we know that we can be sure that we are in the Lord. If we claim that we're in the Lord, then we will walk as Jesus did.
他说对弟兄，对教会里面彼此的弟兄。
From the perspective of your fellow brothers.
他说如果你是在这个光中行了，你还恨你的弟兄了，你根本还在黑暗里面。
Apostle John said, if you claim that you're in light, if you hate your brother, then you are actually still in darkness.
你不会跌倒的，爱弟兄就住在光中，在他没有半跌的理由的。
If you love your brother, there's nothing in you that will make people stumble.
所以我们如果要悔改行起初所行的事，我们必须认识这个，要在这一个光中，在这个生命之道里面持守这个生命之道。
So if we want to live out the word of life, we must hold fast to the word of life.
还有对世界呢?
And we also look at how it should be toward the world.
这个今天的世界什么经济海啸是吧？这个金融海啸。In
this, we have seen the financial meltdown.
海啸造成核电厂的，然后造成污染。
Just like the tsunami in the ocean, it will bring damage to the river, to the nuclear power plant.
爱吃鱼不能吃鱼。
And now the river, the sea is polluted. We cannot even eat the fishes from those places.
他说：“哥哥，你在这个，你不可能在这个世界，你活在这个世界里面，你在世界里。”
We know that we do live in this world.
他说：“但是这个真理，这个真道，真理的道。” 能够叫我们被世界分别出来。
But the word of truth will separate us from this world.
这个真理的道叫我们能够被释放出来。
And it will set us free from this world.
这个真理就是神的儿子叫我们得自由。
That truth is the Son of God. He will set us free.
为什么?
Why so?
因为这些外面的东西会引起我们眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲。Because
the things in this world will cause the lust of flesh, lust of eye, and pride of life.
这个源头不是从父来的。That
those things, their origin is not from the Father.
你爱他，你爱父的心就不在里头。If
you love this world, then the love of the Father is not in your heart.
所以主在临走前，主在十字架以前为他们祷告。
That's why the Lord prayed for His disciples before He went up to the cross. The Lord said, I have given them your word. And the world has hated them. Does the world hate you?
你不是觉得说老师叫你加班吗?
Aren't you frustrated when you ask to work overtime?
你跑都跑不掉。
And you cannot leave.
我不是说你该杀的归给该杀，不，你不要听错了道。
Well, I'm not suggesting you do otherwise because whatever is of Caesar's, let's give it to the Caesar.
我说你世界恨你，因为如果你不去随着世界的那个潮流的话，世界会恨你的。
But I want you to know that the world will hate you because you will not follow the trend of this world.
但是主告诉他的门徒跟随主的人，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是告诉我们说，你因为你们不属于世界，因为正好像我不属于世界一样。
But the Lord has made known to his disciples that we are not of this world.
他说我没有叫你们离开世界。The
Lord said he did not pray that God will take us out of this world.
好像你到深山去，什么都碰不到你了。
Like you go into the mountain and no one will see you.
有个弟兄说，结果他碰到猴子。
And the one brother once said he maybe you were found monkey.
被猴子还欺负。
And the monkey was playing with him.
他说，求你保守他们脱离那个恶者。
But the Lord prayed that God will keep us from the evil one.
求你叫他们脱离罪恶。
God will keep us from the evil.
求你用你的话和用你的真理使他们成圣。
And sanctify us with His truth.
你的道就是真理。
For your word is the truth.
你怎么差我，我也差他们到世上。
As you have sent me, the Lord said, I have sent them into the world.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
May you sanctify them by the truth.
用真理把他们从世界上分开来。
So that they may be separated from the world by the truth of God.
生命的道,
that is the word of life.
对世界来讲,
to the world,
叫你能够不污染,
so that we will be kept pure.
叫你我不污染,
so that you and I will be kept in the pure state.
所以今天不仅仅去个人,
so this is not. This is more than just to us individually.
主也说，在他是主教会啊，要在主的爱中来表明这个生命之道。
The Lord also commanded His church to proclaim the word of life.
来显明这个家就是永生神的教会。
To reveal that the house of God is His church.
真理的柱石跟根基。
And that is the pillar and the foundation of truth.
因为这个生命不是仅仅个人得着。
This life is not just given to each of us individually.
这个生命叫我们在一起交通的时候，凝成一个身体，成了一个产生的教会。
So in this life, in the fellowship of this life, we are united into one body, and that is the church.
我们如果没有这个概念，没有这个理解，没有这个对主的认识，我们的手会进到教会里来。
If you do not have this understanding, then you will put your own will and your own things into the church.
他也告诉我们，他就是教会的元首。
And the Lord told us that He is the head of the church.
我们读过了那个菲利比书啊、哥罗西书、保罗里边你的经历，当他讲完教会以后，他就说：“你们一定要用爱来说真理啊。”We
have read in the book of Philippians and.
Colossians 2:19. That
he commanded us to speak in truth and love. And you'll find in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
15 to 16.
And he said, speak truth, speak of truth in love.
And
speak truly. In love.
你里外要一致,
so that your inner being and your outward should match.
我是里外一致,
but that doesn't mean that if whatever I have in my mind, I just say it out.
No, no, 他是说, 你里面的那一位, 那一个源头的那一个真理, 你要用你的嘴能够说得出来, 那个人, 他叫人家得救。
But that is actually, that is talking about that what you have in you, that is Christ, and you must speak of that.
他说这个全身是靠着这个头元首来联络才能够合适的。
And that, the Bible tells us all parts of the body was connected by the head.
你元首联络合适以后，你就发觉到这个身体啊，好像筋节都百节各按各职啊。If
every part is connected to the head properly, then every part can function properly.
所以就叫个体的功用能够彼此的相助。
So the functionality of each part will be reviewed and you'll compensate each other.
叫身体健长，在爱建造自己，建造这个身体。
So that body will be growing and be built up with abide love.
昨天呢，我没有办法来参加这个长青聚会。
Yesterday I could not join the elder group's gathering.
礼拜五的晚上下午三四点钟啊 ，Betty 要去买菜，我说我跟你去。
Because on Friday evening I went with Betty to do some grocery shopping.
结果一下车呢，踩到黑冰。
But when I step out of the car, I step on the black ice. I fell.
这个回去的事以后没觉得是晚上还去参加祷告，参加这个查经聚会。可是等到睡到第二天早上起来就不一样，头痛的不得了。
Although I didn't feel much at the moment, I even went to the Bible study, but on Saturday morning, I got a severe headache.
全身也痛。
And I also got an ache.
Every
part of the body.
百节不按各自了。
And every part is not functioning.
为什么？
Why did that happen?
哎，我从这个我学到一个功课。
I think I learned through this.
跟你说，你不要去嘛。我不听他的，因为他说你去你下车你是因为你要想吃东西，你要去买点东西吃。
Betty pointed out that I went with her just because I wanted to eat something.
我没有理会他的缘，他里面那个源头，他叫我在家里好好的预备今天的讲章。
She has advised me that I should stay home and prepare for the.
弟兄们，你常常没有摸到主你太太的心，对不对
？So brothers, pay attention to what you're.
你没有摸到主的心也是一样的。
But you also have to know the will of God.
如果你没有摸到那个源头，你知道这个经节就乱了。
If you have not touched the origin, the source, then
我不知道你是什么原因会像我那个摔跤，但是你知道那个管教就来了。
I would not say this is wrestling with God, but this is, but you will get discipline from God.
约翰在拔摩海岛上的时候。人家人讲他在充军呢，在罗马。
When John was imprisoned on the island of Patmos,
这个爱他的主，爱教会的主，在教会中行走的主向他显现。
The Lord who loves His church, who walks among His church, revealed Himself to Apostle John.
约翰看见主在行走。
And Apostle John saw that the Lord was walking.
他听见主在发声。
And he heard the Lord's voice.
什么叫做与父与子的交通啊？
So what is that fellowship with the Son and the Father?
然后他要叫他把这一个看见来个告诉他的教会。
The Lord commanded him to write down and share with his church that what he told Apostle John.
什么叫做身体的交通？
Now we know what is the fellowship in his body.
主在以弗所知道他所有的行为。
The Lord knows that for the church of Ephesus, the Lord knows all their deeds.
他们辛苦的为主做工，他用个字叫做劳碌。
The Lord said he knew about the hard work they did for him.
他说你们也有能够忍耐。
And also about their perseverance.
你也能够分辨真假的使徒。
And they can recognize the true apostle from the false one.
你也能够恨我所恨的尼格拉一党的人。
And you also hate the practice of the Nicolaitans that the Lord also hate.
但是主找不到那个爱。
But the Lord did not find the love in the church of Ephesus. I think the Lord truly knows what this real situation of each church is.
他说你把起初的爱离弃了。
So he rebuked them, you have forsaken the first love.
你们以为我跟 Betty 大概是 不争不吵的人。
Maybe you think that Betty and I will not quarrel with each other. One time we had a huge argument that almost I was almost thinking about leaving her. You may be laughing about it, but that is true.
我们没有什么可夸的。
For ourselves, we have nothing to be boastful.
但是主说话。
But the Lord spoke to us.
他借着传道书说话。 第九章。
The Lord spoke to us through the chapter 9 of the book of Ecclesiastes.
第九节。
Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun.
对，他当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。
The verse that advises us to enjoy life with your wife, because that is your portion in life. And in your toil, toilsome labor and under the sun.
离弃是一个很严肃的字, 在原文的文法里面。
And this word of leaving, departing is a big word.
他把那个神给他起初的那个爱丢了。This
word forsaking means that you have lost it.
他不要了。
And you don't want it anymore.
我在说我, 但是主说话,
I am just speaking about myself.
真理不会改变的,
but the word of the Lord never changes.
这个生命是起初原有的,
that life is from the beginning.
起初原有的生命之道,
that word of life was from the beginning.
他把起初的爱丢掉了。The
Church of Ephesus, they have forsaken first love.
你还在家里忙这个忙那个忙这个忙那个，也为家里安排这个安排那个，也好好的努力的工作，为了要养活。Maybe
you're working hard to provide for the family, and you do a lot of things, in the house.
但是主在这所有的工作里面。 找不到他的爱,
but the Lord did not find any love in all the things that they've been doing. My dear brothers, the Lord came so that we may have life and we may have it abundantly.
盗贼来, 无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The thieves, they came to steal, to murder, to destroy.
有一次我们回顾这一段的时候, 跟Betty。
So one time we were looking back at that incident.
他说为什么你不做? Why you not do it?
Oh, she was asking why you didn't do it.
主说话了。不是我，是主，我就改变了。生命。
And my answer is I did not leave because the Lord spoke to me and I was changed by the word of God.
奇妙的是，当约翰写出神每一句话的时候，他说：“众教会，圣灵向众教会所说的，有耳的就当听。”
You find it a wonderful thing that when Apostle John recorded this word, he also it was said that whoever has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
主说你应当回想是从哪里堕落的。
The Lord said, remember the height that you have fallen from.
他说你要悔改行起初所行的事。
And he commanded to repent and do the things you did first.
回想从哪里堕落的。
So remembering where you were before you fell.
这个如果我们仔细读圣经知道它原意的话，原来就是说他是不知不觉的，一直到他完全的就落下去了，自己还不知道呢。
So you carefully study this verse, you find that it means that you've been falling without realizing it.
有的时候你跟夫妻吵架，你要知道神在告诉我们，你还不知道你已经堕下去了。
So when you're quarreling with each other, the Lord is reminding us that you are already falling.
那个回头的路，神补救的方法是说，你第一件事情就要先回想。
The God way to fix that is that to remember first.
不断的回想。
Continuously remembering.
想完了还要记在心里面。
After you remember it, keep it in your heart.
想什么啊？
What are you trying to remember?
圣经里面告诉我们很清楚，你要想回想你是从哪里落下，原来你是从我原来给你的爱里面这样子。你记不记得呀，你从前天在月亮之下说，哇，今天的月光很好啊啊。
That is, God wants us to remember the love that He has given us.
你记不记得身体为你剥开，血为你流出？
Do you remember the Lord's body was broken for you and blood was shed for you?
你原来在黑暗里面，现在在光中啊。
You were in the darkness, now you're in the light. Do you remember?
你犯罪，我可以叫你不犯罪啊。
Even if you may sin.I can give you the power to overcome it. Do you remember?
你从惯贼，我可以叫你做成不是习惯性的犯罪啊。
And if you have the habit of sinning, I can change you, transform you, not sin anymore. Do you remember?
有一次那个弟兄讲道，两个人他讲完是这个悔改的道，问谁要今天接受主，愿意悔改，那两个人站起来。哇，那一个穿着西装革履，一个穿着就好像这个邋里邋遢的，他说这个西装革履的就说，我犯了错误啊，偷了钱啊，干什么？你今天你是怎么回事？你怎么会犯罪？
One time a brother was preaching on repentance, and two people stood up.
我有一个是很贫穷，大概是一位是很富有的。那个贫穷的犯罪了，说我是这个样子，所以我偷啊，我抢啊。但是你是犯了什么错啊
？One is poor and he wears his clothes look shabby, and the other is looks well clothed. So the poor asked the rich, "I stole from people. What sin have you committed?"
西装革履就是说我拿了公司的纸。
The person who wears this good suit, he confessed that he has stolen the papers.
我拿了公司的笔，不是我的。
And he stole the pens from the company he worked for.
那这个西装革履就问另外那个，他说你犯了什么错？
So now he turned around to ask the poor person.What wrong have you done?
他说我从前专偷人家家的鸡。
And the poor person said, I used to steal chicken from people.
但是我悔改了。
But I have repented.
我就开始跟神祷告说感谢主啊，这样子的话我今天会有得到鸡了，但是我这个事说是你恩赐给我的。
So,
听得吗？
I repented. So I pray to God now for the chicken I stole today. That is what you gave me, so I give thanks.
我原来是偷过，现在不是啊，这个鸡都是人家跑进我桶子里来了。
Said I used to steal chicken, but now this one it just came into my house.
这也错吗？
And is this also wrong?
错了，对不对？
We know that's also wrongdoing.
因为是神的标准，不是人的标准。所以他就悔改，因为神光照他，他知道他又错了，他不可以说同样的惯性的犯罪。
Because in the light of God, he realized that is not by the standard of man, but by the standard of God. That is still wrongdoing. So that's why he repented.
回想当初。
So remember where you were.
回想当初神的爱。
Remember the love of God.
那个是路，那是我们回头的路开始。你不是回想我错了，跪着跪着又错了，你下次又去犯，又不是。你要回想神的爱，你去看圣经上的解释，弥迦书也好，是他都是像曾经像跟你讲，你这么样子离弃我，这样子我做你的丈夫，你这样子。但是你要想想看，不是我带你出埃及的吗？脱离这世界的吗？不是我从你这里，我不是我用像老鹰一样把你飞过来的吗？不是你走的吗？你鞋也没穿破啊。
That is what the Lord wants us to remember. That is His love. Just as in the Old Testament, the prophets want the Israelites to remember how the Lord God had carried them out of Egypt on the back of His wing and provided for them in the desert.
为什么？因为神的方法是叫我们回想在真理的光照下得生命，并且得得更丰富。
Because God's way is to that, to put us in the light of the truth.So that we may receive the abundant life.
就是这个真理是神的儿子叫我们得释放。
And that is the truth, the Son of God. He's the one that will set us free.
是这个真理是这一个生命，这个生命的道叫我们跟神跟肢体有交通。
It is this truth, this life that will put us in a fellowship with our brother.
为什么？因为只有永远永恒不变的真理才能够。永恒不变的光，这个生命才能够照出我们的隐情。
Because only the light of this eternal truth that never changes.
才能知道不知不觉的事情。
That will reveal our shortcomings.
是不知不觉失去了对主纯单纯的爱心。我们不知道我爱世界多了一点，还不爱主少了一点，我都不知道。
That will show that our love toward world did it increase and the love toward the Father did it decrease.
神把祝福给了我们，给了教会。
The Lord has given the blessing to the church.
教会自己不知不觉间就围了一个圈子，说：“哎呀，我要留住神的恩典，留住神的祝福。”
And then, unconsciously, the church has set up a fence that they want to keep the blessing of the God.
不知不觉以为教会有光，那不过是一个灯台了嘛。
The church even may think they have light, but they actually it's just a lampstand.
教会所行的与生命的道不一致，因为这个真理跟这个生命的道永恒的有一个比较，就叫我们知道在光中就知道我们的错误。
If what the church does is not in accordance with the word of life, then they have done wrong.
以弗所教会看到他所有的外面的行为，但是里面没有里外不一致的。
The Lord says He can see all the deeds and hard work, but inside the Lord sees that they have forsaken the love.
有一个牧师在正道这个道处，他就说，这个实在是以自己的教会自己的长处就隐藏自己的短处，其实呢自欺欺人呢。
And a brother once said that the church is trying to use the strengths or to cover their shortcoming to deceive themselves and also.Disgenuine to others.
我们知那怎么办呢？下一步知道错了怎么办？要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Now the Lord has rebuked us and pointed out what was wrong, what we should do. We should repent.
圣经上讲到悔改有两个字。 但是这里的悔改讲得非常的清楚，他说这个不是你走错路了，对不起，我今天往东不是，我走往西，这一个叫做懊悔啊，走错了嘛，不是。
There are two words in the Bible that means repentance, and one word means that like when you lost your way and you just I gone the wrong way, so I regret it and came back.
悔改不是一个情绪上的改变。
The repentance here is not talking about a change in your emotions.
是选择的改变。
But it's about a change of your choice.
你固执，你可以固执，你可以选你选要选的，或是你要选神起初的那一个爱。
What do you want to choose? Your own choice or the thing that you did first?
如果我固执，都是 Betty 的错 ，Betty 也固执，都是我的错，我们没有路走。
If we're stubborn, then we may accuse each other, then we have no way out.
但是如果这悔改不是情绪上的，是选择上，当我们选择的时候，不是针对的，而是随着神的爱，我们要把这爱能够从我们身上流露出来，是选择上的改变。
Now, if we make the right choice, we'll let the love of God be manifested through us.
也不是一个点的改变。
It is not talking about a specific.A single change.
好，我下次听你的话，我在家准备讲呢，我不去，我不好吃，我就不去，我就不会摔跤。
Or like, next time I will when I prepare the sermon, I won't go with you to the grocery, and maybe I won't fall. It's not like that.
它是这一个悔改，是你整个生命的改变。
And this change is a complete transformation of your life.
不是单单后悔。
Not a mere regret.
是一个行为上的彻底改变。
Completely changing your action.
需要神的能力。
And this requires
需要耶稣基督。
Power of God. This requires Christ.
这是尼尼微人，尼主在福音书上讲，尼尼微人听了约拿的福所传的道就悔改。
As the Lord said, the Ninevites repented when they heard the preaching of the prophet Jonah.
这个悔改不是神，不单单神使尼尼微人悔改。
Not only God caused those Ninevites to repent.
也叫说的人悔改。
And God also turned that person who preaches Jonah, he turned him around.
叫约拿悔改。
He made Jonah repent too.
你们如果愿意去读约拿书哈。
If you want to examine the book of Jonah, you'll find that out.
因为这一个起初的爱叫我们主不愿意一个人沉沦，愿意人人都悔改。
Because that's first love, we know that the Lord wants everyone to repent. He does not want anyone to perish.
所以主对以弗所教会的使者说：“我正在来临到你那里。”
So the Lord told the church of Ephesus, "I am coming to you."
你若不悔改，行起初所行的，我就要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
If you do not repent and do what you did at first, I will take that lampstand from its place.
没有内涵，外表都是空的。
If you don't have the inner being, then just outward appearance, it's empty.
我们有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的实际，就是空的。
If we have the appearance of being pious, but we don't have the essence, the real being of being religious, then it's empty.
悔改了以后要行起初所行的事。
After repentance, you must do what you did at first.
我们不要弄错了，不是神叫我们，还要好像神的爱还不够，我们还可以多替神做一点，然后才能够完成神的旨意。
Let's not be mistaken that we think that the love of God is not enough and we can add something to it so that we can fulfill the will of God.
主建造教会是用国度的尺寸。
When the Lord built his churches, he is using a measurement of his kingdom.
当主耶稣介绍他的国度的时候，他用了一个珠子的比喻。
And when the Lord was giving parables about his kingdom, he used a parable of pearl.
Pearl. 则天国又好像买卖人寻找好的珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就变卖他一切所有，买了这颗珠子。
The Lord said,the kingdom of heaven is like a person looking for a good pearl. When he saw that, he sold everything he had and bought that one.
我不是要解释这句话。
I'm not trying to explain that parable here.
我的负担是说, 我所学到的珠子的形成是棒, 里面受了伤, 流出的生命的一个液体, 然后层层的裹住那一个沙粒, 那个成了一个珍珠。
We know that the pearl is formed through a wound, like a stand in the ham clam, and then it forms the pearl.
他说教会啊, 你我都是原来都是沙的。
And church is made of people who are just like sand.
都是外来物, 都是罪,
we're all sinners.
都是 stranger, 都是 foreigner.
We're all foreigners and strangers.
但是基督流出他的生命, 让他来包容, 来改变, 让这一个沙子成了一个有价值的珍珠。
But the Lord had mercy on us and He gave us His life, so He transformed us into a precious pearl.
所以他用买珠,我们用买珠的比喻来看到教会的一个形成。
So this parable teaches us how the church is coming into its being.
你的家是不是也是这样?
Is it also true in your family?
并且这个爱是要越流越丰富的。
And if you let this love overflow, it will bring out all the richness.
因为它出于生命的源头，叫这个永流的泉从生命，叫你得到供应，叫你进入生命的交通的里面。
Because this love comes from the origin of life, it will provide you and it will make you satisfied.
我有的时候跟Betty讲说I love you.
Sometimes I tell Betty I love you.
有的弟兄从来不讲这话的。
And I know some brother never says that.
但是不想讲不讲, 但是你要知道, 那个当你的生命里面有爱的实际的时候, 你会知道, 这叫什么感呢?第六感。 Okay.
No matter you say it or you don't say it, but the other person, they can feel it in their heart. That's sometimes called sixth sense.
相爱。 不要只在言语跟舌头上。
So the love should not be just with words or mouth, but with actions and in truth.
总要在行为和诚实上。
So that love should be with actions and in truth.
所行的要没有怨言和争论。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
使你们无可指责，没有瑕疵哦。
So you'll be blameless and pure.
并且寻良,
and be gentle.
就是诚实无畏, 它原来的意思就是寻良的意思。
And actually, the translation also
是 simple, 是 pure, 是单单的仰望主。
That means that we only look upon our Lord purely.
对，表示说，在你这个生命的里面是没有杂掺杂，在我们的行为上是没有掺杂的。That
means that in our life, you will not find impurity.
我们要在行为上、诚实上来相爱。So
let us love each other with action and love in truth.
当教会有弟兄相爱的存在。 我们恢复弟兄相爱的服侍，身体的服侍的时候，我们好像在腓拉铁菲教会里面，但是不能够骄傲。
If we truly find the existence of brotherly love in our church, it'll be like the Church of Philadelphia, but that doesn't give us the right to boast.
因为你不要自以为富足。
Do not consider yourself wealthy.
好像发了财。
Like you have acquired wealth.
好像样样都不缺,
and you think you lack nothing.
主对这个教会里面,虽然他都有爱, 但是他告诉他说, 你要保守自己, 藏在神的爱中。
The Lord told the Church of Philadelphia, even though they have love, the Lord told them, keep yourself in the love of God.
Yeah. 我们在所行的, 必须在这个生命的光中。
What we do must be in the light of this life.
没有里面生命的光，没有基督，外面的灯台也要被挪去。
Without the light of life shining from within, the lampstand will be passing away.
但是为着主的教会而 overcome 而得胜的人。
But those who overcome for the sake of the church of God,
他要把神要把乐园中的果生命树的果子赐给他，是在当时指主再来的时候。
The Lord promised that He will give the right to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God.
让你丰富，生命丰盛。
That is the richness of life.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
有许多。因为时间的关系，我想感谢主，我里面的话就到这里。
We still have the constraint of time, so I will stop my sharing here.
盼望我们能够悔改，行起初所行的爱。
I pray that all of us will repent and do what we did at first.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当基督兄一上来。